here with head coach of the Garden City Buffaloes, Coach Brian Hill. And, well, Coach, first day, I know it's a lot doesn't feel normal, but does this being back out here on the field have some sense of normalcy for not just the players but for you guys, the coaches, as well?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, just being out here in an environment, you know, that we're used to. And but as you said, it is different. You know, there's a lot of things that are different. You know, how we get out here while we're talking to kids and those kind of things. It is, you know, a little different. And so it causes a little bit of, you know, hesitancy and unfamiliarity to the kids.
And I know you're the track coach too, but I mean, what's going through your mind football-wise about 6 months ago?
Well, I had no idea when we left here March 12th that we wouldn't be back here until, you know, in the summertime. And, you know, it was just it was pretty devastating for me as the track coach. Just, you know, there were so many seniors that never got their opportunity to come out and have one more, you know, home track meet and one more season. And, you know, to have to make, you know, some of those phone calls to kids. And, you know, we spent a little time on the phone crying with one another, you know, about the opportunity that they lost out on. And you know, what was really hard was, you know, I had no explanation why. You know, and that was really the hardest part, was that, you know, normally if you have to break some bad news to people, you normally know the reason why. And, you know, at the time we just didn't quite understand everything. And now, you know, coming out here, you know, I think it's something that I think coaches have been saying to kids, you know, for probably 100 years in sports, is that it is a privilege. It's not a right. And that, you know, you don't know when your last day could be. And, you know, we need to come out here every single day with the proper attitude and great effort. And because whether, you know, if it were an injury or, you know, them shutting us down because of the COVID, you know, you just never know. And that you want to make sure that you're coming out here and giving your best every day you can.
What does it say that, you know, Keisha decides, you know, we're going to push forward and still try and play?
Well, I know everyone's got an opinion, but, you know, for me, being around kids every day, that, you know, I think it's really important to them. You know, I see a big difference in, you know, some of their attitudes and things that when we first got back together that were not things that, you know, those kids were doing before. And it's just they had become a product of their environment. And that environment was, you know, not doing much, sitting around the house, you know, probably staying up late, driving their parents crazy, playing games till all hours of the night because they didn't have anything else to do. And you know, the mental side of kids at this age is very fragile. And I'm glad that we're out here. You know, we can argue all day long whether we should or shouldn't, but we've done a good job. And I think that these kids have done a great job throughout the summer, where, you know, we had over 5,000 check-ins for summer weights and not a single case. And I think that is attributed to our kids, the way they handled the guidelines, but it's also the parents who, you know, reiterated those and then also trusted us enough to let the kids come, that you know, they did everything that we ask. And I think that, you know, kids are learning something from this. There can be, you know, something positive that comes out of all of this. And I think that they do understand how privileged that it is to come out here every day. And then now they understand what they need to do every day to continue to keep that opportunity.